hear, ah! And I was like, oh, she said, go. I think it's Isaiah. Listen.
Bah!
When I had a book bag on with all our food stuff in. When I say dad mode, without thinking, I don't even know what happened. My body physically started reacting.
You hear about that Will Smith Bad Boys run?
Oh, it was. Listen, Will Smith wouldn't have seen me that day. Will Smith wish he could sprint like me.
Oh,
I didn't stretch nothing. I didn't realize I was even that fast again. I'm sprinting to the woods. It's like, oh my God, oh my God. And as I'm around in the corner, then it started to hit me. I said, what is, because all I can see is Isaiah, his hands are kind of going up. Yeah. I'm thinking, what has got him?
My son's getting mauled out here.
Right. I'm thinking, is it a bear? Is it a mountain lion? Is it, maybe is it a snake? Is it somebody? Now, whatever I was in that corner, I had already made my mind up. I can't make this up. Every parent, whoever this is, clearly has to die.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Remix!
It's the beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Look, you lost four fans right there. They said, well, I will try again next episode.
I will unsubscribe.
I will be here next week.
I will come back.
Clearly,
next
this week
Monday.
Is not it.
They are starting this episode out on Not a Banger. Welcome back to episode number
35. 35, I think. Yeah, 35.
We are on 30. We on 35 for sure?
35.
And last week was that Shaq number.
Yeah, I did it, yeah.
Now we on that Kevin Durant, or old school Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
we
35.
On episode number 35.
Yeah.
My brothers, I love you all.
Love you too, man.
Got to throw it out there every now and then, man. Just
love
in case,
you, man.
Just
love
in case your women ain't telling you that you love you, I love you.
Love you, brother.
If your kids don't tell you that they love you, I love you. All right?
You're worth it.
Love you.
You're worth it.
You're beautiful.
You're worthy.
God did. They ain't believe in us. They ain't want to see us win.
In the words, look, we're going to talk about that. First of all, that Jay-Z went to a different stratosphere.
Oh,
but I ain't going to lie. I listened also. Look, Wayne, first of all, modestly auto-tuned. I don't know why he did it. But look, God did this thing when he made me. Look, that's all I walked away on.
He added the N-word in there.
Look, I left that part out.
Shit, huh?
God did his thing when he made me.
So who had the better verse?
Clearly Jay-Z.
Jay.
That's clearly.
But I think it was Jay.
Long
then
shot.
I think clearly Wayne.
He was spazzed though for a few minutes on that song though.
First of all, why they give?
He
listen,
was, he was a
I know spazz.
I know Jay is Jay. Well, just like Jay-Z is a low key bully when it comes to music.
How?
So I'm sick. I know he's a different stratosphere. I get it. I mean, if he came on Pops and Socks, clearly we're going to be listening to Jay-Z 90% of the time. But
you're dang right.
Cut y'all's mics off.
Hey, I don't want to. Shaq, give me your mic. Why are you sitting over there?
Nah, Sam. Nah, fam.
Cut your mic off.
Hey, Hov, you already, you know, you're always welcome to come on Pops and Socks one day.
Yeah, that's a friend of the pod. Oh, for sure.
My fans, this gets the Hov.
He's a friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Look, can he just like this? That's all I need to see.
That's all we need. Like, man, double your ratio.
Listen.
We go to 4 billion subscribers in one night.
Share this. Look, share this till Jay-Z gets it.
Yeah. Share this for Hov.
if you could have one of the podcasters sit on this couch right now, who would you pick?
Ooh.
Just off the top of the dome.
Another
podcaster or somebody that you see on social media that you're like, I like them.
Oh, Tim Ross. People. I would love to sit down or be. Listen, Tim Ross going to be on Pop Socks, and we're going to the basement.
That's
going to
happen. We can go to the basement. We can fly out.
We can fly out. Look, he said he flies out.
He going to fly us out.
You try to get flued out?
I'll get flued out.
Ain't
no shame in my game.
I will tell you who. I forgot his name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. So you know the table talk I sent y'all?
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
The round table?
Yes.
Dude with the blue toboggan. I forgot his name.
With the blue toboggan.
Karinga?
Hit us up.
Yeah, I think it might be Karinga.
Yeah.
But yo, crazy knowledge.
Man, y'all both going to see us. I'm going to have to invite Tony Baker just to light up the mood.
Listen, we've been hauling for Tony Baker.
Tony Baker, please.
I'm afraid we won't get anything done because I feel like everything Tony says is hilarious.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, man, he was saying nothing.
He said, look.
Hey, that's crazy.
Hey, look,
start doing the fake laugh.
The way he said Pops and Socks.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, look, girl, Bertrude, relax.
Relax.
Say one time for the people. Please, please. Oh my say goodness. It, Tony. Say it, Tony.
Do the thing, Tony.
Do that dance. Do that dance.
You feel like, bro, these seasons, they were cool, oh, but they a little weird.
You know what? One thing comedians have always said that they hate being put on the spot to be
funny.
Yeah, hey man, tell a joke.
That's like, bro, I mean, people I'm do that. Like, let's do, I mean, some we Black History Month just ended, yeah. But I feel like I living in the area that we in, we have to do something funny or black. Do that dance. I know you know how to do that dance, but what dance? Look, yeah. The new dance they doing. I know how to, because I'm black. I know how to do all
do the gritty.
Look,
you have to hit the gritty on one time.
Right. Like, excuse me. That's we don't all do these things necessarily.
Speaking of the gritty, as a black culture, the only thing that I am upset that I cannot do is the. Oh my gosh, what is that one?
The floss?
Nah, what's the?
What do you feel like? You having a stroke?
Oh, I don't know what. He having a stroke? Help him! Help him, Lord! The Dougie?
I can't.
He
like,
I can't do it. He said what?
He like Gabby trying to do Dougie.
I can't do. Listen.
That's what he look like.
Listen, I can't do none of these happy dances.
I can do just about every other cultural dance. Like something about that Dougie, I can't make that two and two equal four.
You get sturdy out here, though.
I can get sturdy.
I can actually
get
sturdy.
Blow out.
I can get sturdy.
Your knees.
I can only
do it right now. Like,
what you mean? I'll get over to you right now.
No, how we know, it's funny, Shaka works with kids. I have a son who knew all these dances, so I'm hitting the stratosphere at the point where my son is all he's trying to teach me and tell me about these new dances out here.
So hey, like, Dad, get sturdy on one time.
Like, sturdy. I said, dude. I said, what? I said, I'm already in. Look, first words out of my mouth when he said something about sturdy, I said, I'm sturdy. Like, I'm good. I'm not moving.
I'm perfectly
he
fine.
Said, what? I said, I'm not moving. That's what sturdy means. Like, you're firm. He said, no, it's a dance. I said, what? I said, how's it go? Wow. And he just showed me. I said, he did that first dip. I said, look, I washed my knees. I said, I wash my hip. So many dances, insurance won't lock. Insurance won't cover.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I got to stretch before I walk.
Hey, no, I'm that old man. So these young teens were at the YMCA doing box jumps, and they had like a 24, a 12, and a 6-inch box. You lost, on top of each other.
You lost me at the 24.
Nah, you could jump on top of 24 mad easy. It was then they put the 12 on top. I was like, I got that. Then they added another 6.
Even
in my prime, 36
and a 6.
Even in my prime,
so
I
they had what
42?
Yeah, 42 inches. I looked at that. I said, I can easily clear that.
Stop.
I said, no warm up.
These are pads.
You got blew out both.
These are the actual pads. Like,
you got blew both your meniscus.
Listen, me and Chandler walked up to that bad boy. I said, you think I can get this? He was like, there's no shot. I said, oh, you doubt me. I walked up to that. You know how you get one of those practice jumps just to see if your feet can come up as high as the box?
Yeah.
I tried it. Chandler said, don't do that, dog. He said, you ain't
don't
make it.
Do it.
He said, you didn't make it.
Oh, my God.
He said, your feet didn't come up over the 6 on the practice jump. He said, if you miss it, your head's going to hit that drywall.
Oh.
Bow! So, you know what?
Shaka works at the YMCA, and if you work there long enough, they do have a lot of old elderly people. I feel like y'all have to call the ambulance at least once a week.
We haven't had any ambulance calls in a hot minute.
Oh, listen.
It was a season of us calling the ambulance at least
every time I go down there.
Call the ambulance.
Hey, I told you. The only thing I saw when you do that, I saw the ambulance pulling up in front of the building. No lights. They're not even going to siren on this. Shock me on the stretcher.
Hey, dog. Let them know that I tried. Let them know that I tried.
Let them know, please. Tell my wife and my daughter.
Tell my wife I did it, all right? Tell her I cleared the box. I cleared the box. Delete all camera footage. I cleared the box.
I see LaShonda. Shaka.
She'll have no sympathy for me.
I mentally see her sitting by your bedside. She'll show up. Oh. Matter of fact, I see her on her phone. She's not worried about him. She's on her phone. And right when you wake up, she said, you didn't make it on that box, did you? He said, no, I didn't, baby. She said, now I got to miss word because man. You.
It's for the culture.
I mean, yeah.
It's for the culture. I'll be a stay-at-home dad, all right?
She's oh, you going to stay home with Zola? She said,
I don't want to stay home with Zola.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me go back to work, bro. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
You, hey, you know what? I know y'all casually see us sipping on Sean Dorn out of our cup. Hey, Sean Dorn.
We don't have Sean Dorn anymore.
Y'all ain't never had that Sean Dorn?
Boy, that was way before I was even old enough to drink.
I told you we got that gold bottle. They got the Ace of Speed.
First of all.
That's how you know he's shocking don't drink. He's naming a bunch of drinks that don't exist anymore.
Why you holding your club so aggressively, Jones? You hold it with four fingers, dog.
I have three. Because I'm going to drop it.
Talk about that. Anthony got three fingers inside the little handle. I clearly only have two.
Bro,
how
did,
y'all
I
be holding
one,
coffee?
I was with thumb.
Oh, Bakari got one.
First
finger.
And foremost, I had a lot of coffee still in here, and when I was laughing, notice if you watch me, I put my hand over the top because I was shaking so bad. My coffee spilled all over this couch.
Wow, hey, it's your couch, plan.
Listen, you're about to get
that's your
one.
Security.
Hey, but I got a question though. Look, me and Jones talked about it a little bit. Also, I sent y'all the video of that. What is it? Somebody's daughter who got married.
Oh my God!
It started twerking.
Notice our podcast. We start off on the casual current events a little God bit more. Bless her, man. Then we get closer to the serious topics.
Started twerking on her man's
at the wedding.
I'm talking about. Came out her wedding gown.
Oh yeah.
Look into a full look laced outfit.
She was wearing a bodysuit of white.
Bodysuit of white.
Like Catwoman.
Yeah, look, started twerking on her man. Like I said, how would you feel if that was your son out there getting danced on?
I already sent you my response.
So
mess it up. Hey.
So we're talking about
the confines of marriage.
The confines of marriage. It's on his wedding. So make sure we set it up correctly.
Yeah,
we're
This is during the
wedding's over. This is the reception.
Yeah, just
and my daughter. I saw my daughter-in-law trying to bust it down on my son.
Cheers.
Mess it up, son. Hey, there you go, son.
You better be. Nah. Hey, Brittany, show them how we used to do it.
Whoa.
Show them here.
Look, that's the reason they got four kids right now.
Do it for the show them why they came here.
Do it for the vine.
I ain't going to do it for the vine.
Nah, but okay. So you flipping around, and if that's your daughter doing that,
I'll break this pop the socks. Come on both the heads. First of all, my daughters would never hear me. You would not, because your name hasn't been switched yet. You would not disrespect the Andrew name like
but
that.
She said, "No, it's over. It's been handled." She said, "I'm a McAfee now, Dad.
You ain't McAfee.
I made that name up.
I'm a McAfee now.
Oh,
McAfee got money. Cause I ain't paying for this wedding out here.
Guess what? Be paying for it.
Guess what y'all gonna be? Guess what y'all gonna be as soon as y'all get married? In debt. In debt.
So why? So if it was your daughter, your daughter out here doing the same thing, what would you do?
Oh, for real. I ain't paying for the wedding.
You can't pay for a wedding after it's over.
Yeah. You can't.
That's not the way it works.
Cash that check, I tell you that much. Draw that money out that account.
You gonna cancel the check?
Cancel the check.
I ain't coming easily. We'll avoid that check for you. It's a $30 fee, but we
that check gonna bounce. But nah, I would be seriously upset though.
Would you?
If first of all, I'm just thinking, daughter, how long have you had that outfit on under that dress?
Second, would you?
Why was you up there in front of God?
My question is,
with that outfit.
My only question is, where'd you learn these moves, my baby?
Busted it open.
I think I would.
So if you saw Zola doing that,
I gotta walk out.
You gotta walk out.
I gotta walk out.
I probably gotta leave.
I won't be at the wedding no more.
Y'all are. I'm not gonna watch my daughter bust it open. But you have no problem with your daughter-in-law busting open.
Cheers.
You know what, y'all.
Cheers.
There's a double standard. I know.
There is. Judge me.
I want you to crack an egg over this man.
Are you okay with your daughter-in-law busting open on your son?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Only because
in the confines of marriage.
Yeah. You
can't say in the confines of marriage if the daughter doing it on your son and not if the son doing it on your daughter.
Listen, in front of the pastor? Look, the pastor's here.
The only thing is, I mean, people like to break it down and dance at wedding receptions. I'm cool with that. Now, the grinding, the lap dances, might be a little much.
Yeah, realistically, like you said, save that for the hotel party at the end.
It's low party. Key, mad awkward to pull the little garter thing off the leg and pop.
I don't know if I did it or not.
Like, I always thought, then they said, guys, you got to catch it. I said, so catch I got to catch the thing that you literally were pulling off with your teeth from your wife.
The guys.
Yes,
we don't be pulling off what
I've seen.
Now.
I've been to weddings with dude.
I mean, the freakiniques do that.
Yeah, I've been there with
regular.
More awkward. There's only like four single men in the group. Hey, you guys, got to catch this. I'm like, I really don't want to catch this.
I mean, it's on her thigh.
And what is that for? First of all, what does that have to do with what she sweats?
Not even sweat. My thing is, what is that like? Put this in the chat because I've always wondered this.
Yeah.
If you taking that off her, what does that do for me? Shouldn't that be something you keep as her husband? Maybe.
What about the flowers? They throw the flowers?
I mean, the flowers are over.
The flowers ain't on nobody, though.
Yeah, they ain't on nobody.
But they've been specially picked for your special occasion.
I don't see the point in doing that,
yeah,
though.
Y'all
threw the flowers.
We threw the flowers. Okay. I don't think we threw the
grass. We threw the flowers. But Brittany had windows on.
Right.
I low-key wanted to jump the broom.
Well, I think my mom did at hers.
Really?
I saw her jump the broom. Yeah.
She did.
I told her, I said, listen.
She had the white and red,
though. If you get clipped on... If you jump on that broom and get clipped, I'm going to lose it. Ooh, I told her I'm going to lose
it. Heels hit it dope. I would have
been no good. My mom's winning and everything.
So, did we already talk about the cups?
Yeah. Yeah.
We did not. We
threw a shout out. Sorry.
No, we did.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
Mama Johnson.
You about forgot your mother's name.
Nah, I was trying to figure out how to say her name without saying her first name.
All right.
Yeah. I can't say her first name. You feel me? Thank you, MJ. Mama, for making these cups.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
So for the people, if you want one of these first edition pops and stuff.
First edition.
If you've been day one since A1.
Day one since A1.
If you wanted the compressions.
Compressions.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go to my mother and you can send your order through her. And she, not me. Not he's.
Not we.
She will make you these cups, all right?
That's right.
We set up a sweatshop right in my basement. We have the mugs. We have the paper.
But how do they get in contact with her, though?
Yes, I would say
I'm going to leave that to them.
On the link. So basically, me and Bukari had to put her info in the bottom.
She might not want her info in the thing.
We'll figure it out.
She might be like, just tell her to contact
We'll figure it out. We'll have the information to y'all throughout the week.
We just want
to
flex a little.
The price will be 100. This is premium ceramic.
Oh, Egyptian glass out here.
You know what I'm saying?
Egyptian glass out here.
When you put your lips on the cup, it actually moisturizes your lips.
On the
low low. We ain't gonna sell it for the low low though.
He's
moisturizing lips. Let me try it.
Go ahead. That's that premium ceramic.
It is.
Y'all you know I mean?
Look, good glass. Hey, holds up good.
Is it breakable? Because you already told everybody you're going to break that cup
over.
Hey,
keeps your coffee warm. Oh. Look.
Bing.
Also used as a weapon out here.
It is a good little weapon. Hopefully not. Man.
Shout out to Mama. Thank you for the cups.
You did your thing with that one, though.
Yeah,
all right.
Just don't kick over my
cup. All of our weeks have been good. I feel like if we get into our individual weeks, that's going to be the end of the episode.
Basically. Hey, for sure.
Basically.
Hey, but just stay tuned, though, because come August 5th.
Fifth.
Boy, which one?
Sixth.
Fifth. Which one?
I said it to you.
If you signed up for the sixth one, you're not going to be there.
Sixth is that Saturday, bro.
The fifth. Sixth is a Sunday.
This is how you know we.
Because at first I said the sixth all the time. I mean the fifth all the time.
August.
Hey, check out my Gerald socks.
That's a Saturday.
All right. What's the race?
Gerald socks though.
Saturday.
All right. What's that? Look. What did I say?
Fresh. What's that dot on the sixth?
Fresh
Sunday.
Death.
What you got saved on that Sunday?
I don't know. Let's see. Actually, missions. I give the missions.
Hey, praise God. Let's go. Anthony was right. The race is on the fifth.
I hope you signed up for the fifth.
I hope you did.
Me and you both. I'm about to go back and check.
But we were talking about we had all signed up. You saw if you follow this week, we signed up for a Spartan race.
Sparta.
So, we ain't got no sense.
Listen, we are looking for. Listen, if you want to join the Pops and Socks crew team, it's in Asheville. Well, actually, not really Asheville. It's like Mill Springs.
It's Asheville area.
Yeah, Asheville area, basically. Yeah.
If you want to come run alongside
only
us.
Only if you're slower than us.
If
you're one of those freak athletes, man, stay out of here. This is the first one.
Jason Linkus, you know.
No, absolutely not. Channing, you always down. You could always come. I told you last time.
You call him slow?
No, Channing's good.
I don't want
him. Was that the one that was in the video?
No, that's my boy Gabe.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
so he can't be on the team either.
Yeah,
Gabe can't come.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't.
I think he lives in New York anyway now.
Good.
Yeah, well, he said that's the dude you saw.
No,
oh my goodness!
I ain't running with nobody else faster than me, guys.
We don't need nobody trying to set the pace. If you one of those like sprinting out here, come on, let's go. Listen, dog.
I'm good,
bro.
Hey, dog.
I paid to finish the race. I ain't paid it.
Oh, facts. We gonna finish this.
We gonna finish that race.
Oh, for sure.
I've already. My shoes are on the way.
Oh, same here. Mine should be here.
Really? You get the same ones Bakari got?
My different color.
Yeah. Y'all wild. Y'all got those Salomons?
Solomons.
You got the Solomons?
So in the Spartan race, one of my friends told me, I didn't think about this. He said, don't wear tennis shoes.
Shut up.
So,
shut up.
Did you say Salomons?
You got the Solomons on, man.
Oh, my God.
Why y'all buy $100,000 pair of shoes to wear one time?
Mine were 70.
Bro, those shoes are expensive. They're going to get destroyed.
That's
You can reuse them, Shaq.
How much you want to bet you never going to wear these shoes in public?
I am going to. Look, first of all, public. You can't.
I'm running them.
Where?
I'm running
you
them.
Wash them off.
These shoes, I wash promise you.
Look, wash them off.
Again.
Wash them off. Let them dry
you
out.
You will not reuse wear these them. Shoes
Shaka,
again.
Shaka just mad because he got paper 15. Shoes.
I'm not mad with you.
He got paper shoes, right?
Shaka went to Sam's and got some shoes. You're supposed to get
trail
running
shoes. They got orthopedics.
They're trail shoes.
They are not trail shoes.
Got trail shoes. I
got the orthopedic three.
The shoes say trail on it.
No. Oh, my.
And they're tennis shoes.
That might be the brand of the shoe.
Nah, they Skechers. Yo, y'all wildin'. Hey, yo, Skechers, come at your boy personally with the ad space.
Hey, you keep that.
Come at your boy with the ad
keep
space.
Those.
Come on, fam. Y'all don't want the Skechers?
I'll be sponsored by Skechers, but I can't never
you
see
can't
me.
Rock Skechers.
I can't.
They memory foam.
Now on the trail, though.
Flip flops.
I think those are more for, like, walking, though. Like,
yeah,
those walking are the trail.
If you walker
walk with the stick. With the stick.
No, they're not boots. They're shoes.
Shot them. Them things they quite shoot. Thick out there. Though.
Shaka got the mall the walking threes.
Nah,
the old
man.
Walking the mall.
These shoes are specifically made for trail running.
Nah, man.
Them ain't made for trail. Them things look bulky.
So y'all mad at me?
They look bulky.
$15 on a pair of shoes.
No, if you get left behind, if he gets left behind, don't say nothing.
What you mean me getting left behind?
Ain't nothing in
the race. Guarantee you, he loses a shoe in the mud.
I guarantee you, I do not. Guarantee you.
You know we're going to be physically going, like, not just in mud, underwater, etc.
I know. You can go underwater with regular tennis shoes.
That's all Shaq's going to hear. My shoe.
I see.
My shoe.
Hey, dog, wait up.
No, bro. Nah. We got finished. Like, we're
nah, man.
You,
hey, y'all,
you only spent
$50
home anyway.
Y'all get my shoe real quick, man.
He's trying to take that next step to get his other shoe.
I was sitting here
swimming. Toes out.
Look.
Y'all wild.
Dog,
y'all
I got the rocks next.
Yeah. That's what we got to go hiking through the woods now. He know what we're going to do. I said, you finish.
So my new goal is just to be able to finish the race with two shoes on.
That should be. Won't you just
I'm
get the one
you right
without
now,
you?
I don't want the Salomons.
The Salomons.
Nah, man. Y'all don't win. I bought an $80 pair of shoes
first
for one-time use.
No, you can use that multiple times.
Where and what setting are you going to wear some Salomons,
are we not gonna do? Are we not going to try for the beef next? Well, this is my son. We not trying for the beef next?
Hey, look here.
You must be crazy.
I'm sure. If I get in shape before that race, I will sign up for one coming up.
So are we going to do the trifecta?
Oh, for sure.
I almost cussed both y'all out. The trifecta.
You don't know what you know until you know.
Bro, the longest race is like 15, 20 miles, bro.
We can do that, Shot.
We ain't got the time. We ain't got the time. They put a time cap on these races.
Listen.
You can't just walk 15 miles.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, I can do 15.
Listen,
you're not walking
15 plus obstacle courses is not like.
No,
I
there's already 20 plus real, in the 3 miles.
Let's finish the sprint first. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't think I've ever walked 15 miles, let alone run through obstacles.
I never walked 15 miles.
Walk to Johnson think about, City.
Dude, Johnson City. That's like halfway. Walking to Abingdon. Seriously, walk to Abingdon.
I can do that.
And back. Walk.
All right.
I can do that.
We just like that
amongst peers, amongst other people that's doing. See, the thing is, I get more energy whenever I am with somebody. Who is doing the same thing that I'm doing?
We
no.
If y'all not love, y'all not there. Forget about them. Like, I know somebody. Look,
Jason
if y'all want, look,
please,
if y'all want to do the 15,
tell my brother.
If y'all want to do the 15,
hey Jason,
with me,
we need you to train us too.
Please. You know Derek. Oh, did Derek still work with you?
Yeah, Derek.
I think Derek being that, you know,
is that other brothers? Or are they related?
Derek
brothers.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that's
absolutely.
I think their
dad, Alan Lincoln.
Yeah, he saved
I'm pretty sure that he signed up for the same exact race.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's the one. That's what my coworker. He ran with them. Josh Smith.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Really?
I know there's a lot of people at church doing.
He said they did the trifecta.
Yeah. Oh, they're good like that.
Oh, for sure.
I just want to get through the sprint, man.
Yeah, let's get. If I think, once we finish this, we'll be determined.
Hit him with the 3K. I mean, hit him with the 3 miles.
He said the bees. He said, wait a minute. But I did hear this, the asphalt terrain.
I promise you, we're going to be straight.
They said it's not that it's really, like, super difficult. They said just the terrain is crazy.
I heard it's hilly, dog.
Yeah, it is. We're gonna be straight though. We can get right.
We're gonna have abs. We're gonna have the cuts. Yep.
Yeah, you have, you got some cuts.
I never had that yet.
I ain't never had that before.
The chisel right
there. You ain't never had the
Boris Kojo. No, I ain't never had that.
You never had that Boris.
Try to see what that be like.
If we still got love handles on the day of the race, we ain't doing
it. I've seen people worse. Like, just
if I have.
My goal is to make sure we don't have to do any burpees. Because if you can't complete the obstacle, you have to do like 15 or 20 like burpees or something.
I ain't gonna lie, I gotta get better on my. Because I can do the monkey bars for so long.
Your grip strength, right?
Good,
man. Look, I was at Just Jump. Man, for Anthony was there.
Oh my god!
I about tore my whole shoulder out of socket.
Really?
I went to reach for that one. My hand slipped.
This man about fell on a little girl.
Jesus.
This man about fell on a kid out there. Y'all I was screaming. Wally. Somebody's daughter almost didn't come home.
Damn, I need to come to my high rocks class, man.
I think that.
I'll be there. Ready. Hey, I signed up. I'm back at the Y.
You signed up? How many times you been now?
I'm back at the Y. Huh? I just signed up Friday, though.
We got high rocks classes in the morning around.
I'll be there for sure.
Y'all be doing them 12-mile runs.
Bro, the high rocks class takes.
But that's what it's going to take, though.
I can do the turf from then.
I just hope you're ready to do about 100 burpees a class.
I'm good with that. I eventually gotta get my weight.
Come to the class, bro. We the same weight. I could throw my big behind down on that turf. So can you?
Listen, getting it back up is a problem.
You 1,000% correct. Look here. That's the hard part.
Burpees is nothing to me.
I hate burpees. I've always hated them.
Burpees every single. Matter of fact, shout out to my son burpees, though. Shout out to my son. Oh look, for the past 2 weeks, my son has been waking up early, at about 6 o'clock. And he would do his 20 push-ups, 25 push-ups. Now he's at 30 because he did
straight.
I promise. No, he didn't do 30 straight. Okay. He did 25 straight though.
25 straight.
20.
I'm a low key. Need to see that. I'll give him.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'll give him $5 for sure. And that's on Bird.
For sure.
Tell him you want to give him $1.
He does it straight because I even put like a little block down. It's probably about I say about 3 inches.
Okay.
Where he got to come down, hit his chest. It don't count unless he hits his chest.
Okay.
And then he comes
25 straight push-ups.
25 straight. I told him, I said, if you get to 25, I said I got a surprise for you.
What surprise you give him?
So when I go see Ant-Man, he gets to go with me.
You taking him to the Legacy.
That's what he really wants to see. Because
if you want
to
flex,
You don't know what you know until you know.
What about Chloe? You know what I mean? You ain't putting the same work in with Chloe?
So with Chloe, is her grades. So I gave her what she wanted. She always wanted an Alexa. So she got all B's on her report card.
Wow.
So I said, look, so I'll get you the Alexa. So she got the Alexa.
I can't.
Yeah. You leave Ivory out? You got 4 kids.
First
now.
Of all, look, Ivory.
What Ivory doing?
She tried to do push-ups, though.
She saw everybody else try. Someone try this.
What about Nehemiah, Ivory, huh?
You got Nehemiah doing? He at least do
Jeremiah
crunches.
Ain't got to do nothing, though. He got everything I got.
Come on, that's Joseph. And if you know, you know.
Look, you know what happened to him, right?
Yeah. He got us out of poverty. That's what he got us.
Wow.
So, matter of fact, Chloe gonna be the one to turn him in, though.
Maybe I.
She gonna be the one.
To be all right. Little son, God prepared you for this.
Oh, that's my
great.
Goodness.
But yeah, our high-rise class is great. Come to my high-rise class, please.
I think I will probably do this.
I'll try to survive
the first few.
And that's all you got to do. We just come to a boxing class.
If I get off work at a reasonable time.
Bro, did your kids not get out of school early?
I don't get off work early.
Did you still have to work?
Yes. They don't care about
that. What time you get off work, bro?
5:45.
You ain't get off work early because of high-rise.
My class starts at 6:30.
Oh, yeah, I can do it then.
Come on,
your boxing class or your...
Nah, my high-rise.
You do the high rocks one?
I actually do the class with you.
What?
Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30.
Oh, we could do it then.
Come on out. All you new people, if you want to come to my high rocks class, come holler at your boy. I might give you a pass.
I'm going to make sure I get my ibuprofen in first, too.
You don't need that. It ain't that serious, but it is.
You won't undersell me. I saw him setting up for it.
You're right.
I'm
trying to get you ready.
That way, when I get there, look. We can't do this. Where's Anthony? Look, he's in a room. He physically can't move. I gotta zoom you off in the next room because my legs are broken. Hey, what's good, y'all?
Oh,
are you in the next room? Yes, I am. My legs have stopped working. I don't know what to do.
You better come in with these compression socks, player.
Look, rigor mortis is set, my man.
That,
though,
when you run that spotter race, you might be the one be winning.
I actually looked at some of those actually when I run the race.
These are actually LaShonda's pregnancy socks when she has Zola. But she don't
feel that though.
I bought her so many different pairs of compression socks. She ain't wearing not a one of them.
She don't care.
She complained a leg pain. Hey, baby, I got you. Amazon. They on the way.
Oh, for sure.
She's like DJ Khaled. It's on the way.
She don't care about that. All right, let's get into the heart, the little meat of what we were trying to talk about today.
The meat.
Grades.
We got the meat. So would you go to a new beach?
What? Wait a minute. What? I was
my mind, man.
Me too. I said, okay,
the rigmarole.
Y'all aren't ready for that.
Yeah, we both.
Y'all are like, huh? Let's get to the serious topic. Nude beaches, huh?
Why would I be? Never.
We ain't going together?
Never.
Whoa. Hey, you sick
old? Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
No,
come on, we
at that close.
We at
that close.
It can never happen. Never in your life.
Oh my gosh! See,
I'm just playing. I'm not down with no new beaches, bro.
Don't be, man.
Hey, yo, that's why y'all getting comments now.
Right here.
That's why y'all getting the weird
people
out
here telling y'all should be playing footsies and stuff.
Hey,
that's $100 right there.
Can y'all wear the fancy socks?
That's $100 that right there, though.
Listen.
Oh, goodness.
If we get down, the OnlyFans feet out here.
Oh, my goodness.
$100 per sock.
To switch it to the really real. Oh, my gosh. It's already 9:02. My gosh. So we got about 15-ish minutes. I'm going to read a quote that has to do with our upcoming topic, all right? And you might have heard this quote. If you have watched one of the greatest sports movies of all time, Coach Carter. This is read by my boy, Timo Cruz.
Oh my God.
So he stood up in the class.
My deepest fear.
Gosh. My deepest fear. All right.
Is not
the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Oh, it can't nobody beat him.
Our deepest fear.
To be fair.
Ray Allen before Ray Allen.
Even though Ray Allen came after. But anyway, it's not here there.
You're right. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Mm-hmm.
Our deepest fear.
Our deepest fear is that we are powerful
beyond measure.
Beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented,
who are
fabulous?
You not to be?
Actually, who are you not to be?
Come on now.
You are a child of God.
Come on.
Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It's in everyone.
All of us.
And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
First of all, shout out to my mom, though. When I was in middle school, she made me memorize that.
Really?
I see Coach Carter quite a few times, but I never thought to remember. First of all, I was too young.
Every single day I woke up, she made me say that.
Yep.
And she made me memorize that. That's why. Like,
shout out to Miss Johnson.
That's how I do that.
Here,
but yo, man, that right there was deep.
I don't think
that speaks volume. That's the equivalent to Psalms 23.
Never had you do any mantras coming up.
That's the equivalent to Psalms 23.
I don't think my mom's even seen Coach Carter. I'll be honest with you.
Probably not.
I think my mom's only triggered the last time she even heard the name Coach Carter. My sister has snuck to a different theater. And so in Bristol, we have the Legacy Theater or the Tinseltown. But Chelsea went to Abingdon with some friends and didn't tell my mom. Mm. So she was telling us she's seen Coach Carter. But yeah, Chelsea was on death row that day.
Seen Coach Carter, huh?
Yeah.
You like these shoelaces?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tied that.
Like this fist.
But so that quote was actually from Marianne Williamson. That didn't actually come from the movie Coach Carter.
But yeah, I know you talk
about
it. I
got that quote from somebody else. Yeah. But either way, it fits like a glue.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, I like that.
See what I'm saying?
It is amazing.
So some of your fear.
That we are not inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful.
So if you're thinking of fear on the surface level, what are some of our just like natural fears?
Like heights or?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Oh, spiders.
Spiders?
Yeah, spiders.
Bro, a spider be at your shoulder right now. You're not even know because you ain't see. Look at
look,
that.
Crush.
Nah, see, you want
to crush? You're doing that to a small spider.
Yeah,
I call them like the car spiders. Those little car spiders that you be seeing, the ones that just be crawling up.
Nah, forget that.
You got to do this.
Yeah,
you gotta do it quick. No, you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, start to fire your hand immediately.
I'm not worried about those. You talk about like the now if big. Ooh, if I saw
I got now, Jesus. Hey, yeah, shut on the ball. Now you start speaking in tongues.
I
reject that.
So this now, if one of those the size of your head, if I saw it come through here,
oh
we gotta leave everything. We leave it all.
I promise you, it was two times where I felt my soul leave my body. It was one time I was standing in my house. This was where I was staying at before. I'm staying at now. Literally walked out my back door.
Yeah.
Bruh. Spider this round, dog.
That round?
That's just the backside.
Oh.
Bruh, as soon as I opened my door, it had a web right there in my face.
Oh, that's the worst.
As I was about to walk out. Bruh. When I say I literally about passed out. I seized up.
Jesus.
Trash in my hand and all that.
God bless.
It was black and red, and it was black, red, and orange.
Okay.
So I didn't know what type of spider that was. Death that fire? Came from the Amazon. Yeah.
Straight up.
came from the Amazon.
I'm not scared. Listen, those are the ones I can step on, I'm worried about. The only one I don't deal with like that, snakes.
See, I'm good on the snake.
I ain't good. Not for something that could turn around and bite me.
If I got to stare at you for 10 minutes and figure out how I'm going to kill you.
Right. That's too long.
It's not even that. Look, I'm good.
We were walking at Sugar Hollow, Steels Creek one day. I was retouring my ACL one time. The whole time I'm walking back, it was getting kind of dark and whatnot. So we come back from the waterfall. Uh-huh. Sure enough, I'm walking right back, and I'm like, all right, this warm, snakes might be out of here. Just keep watching, Anthony. I doubt you'll see anything. I don't know if I just imagined it or not imagined it, but as soon as I'm walking across, I saw that bad boy sitting across. I slammed on the brake too hard. You ever hyperextended your knee? Almost did that. Look, I snatched Isaiah by the back. He looked at me. What was that person? It's a snake. Now, mind you, the snake didn't water. It slid across, but the whole time, I still had another 2 miles to get back. The whole time I was, you know how paranoid I was?
Bro.
It's Jumanji.
I was like, yeah, they watching me.
They know I'm out here.
They know I'm scared now, too. You start having rational stuff in your mind.
They smell the warm blood just seeping through my veins.
He's about to see a snake every 3 steps from that point.
Oh, right, that's every time.
I feel that.
Speaking of scared, like, another fear is, like, anything, like, for me, when we go out, like me and Isaiah, we like hiking, we like do those things. I'm not never really scared. I'm just scared something's going to happen to where I got to now
jump off a cliff to save your son.
Right. I have to do something.
Now y'all both got to die together.
True story. This true story. This happened literally 2 weeks ago. Remember we said we were going to Carver's Gap?
It's
beautiful. It's North Carolina. We were walking back down after like a 4 mile hike. It was nuts. It was raining the whole time. It was miserable. I don't know why we went, but we had a good time. So on the way back down, me and Santana were talking or whatever. Isaiah naturally is like a little bit ways ahead of us. He's just trying to hurry me get back. Yeah, he's just kind of being a kid exploring. He's in the eye shot and ear shot where I can hear him. Now, mind you, where these trees that cover up these particular areas, there's still ice back there where it had snowed. There's stretches of ice. So it's no big deal. So Isaiah gets to the point to where me and her are just talking, and he's around the corner. I can partly see like his hoodie, but I can't really see him. Sure enough, we're sitting here talking or whatever, and I hear Isaiah. If you don't know my son, he's a little extra. Just because he can't, he'll be screaming. Like he'll start screaming, and I hear I'm not gonna scream in front of the mic. I'm talking about like I hear it. To the point we freeze. We're like, it sounded like it's coming down where the cars were. I said, did somebody get hit by a car? Or somebody yell for help? Like we both freeze, and I keep hearing, and I was like, oh, and she said, go. I think it's Isaiah. Listen, when I had a book bag on with all our food stuff in. When I say dad mode, without thinking. Yeah. My body, I don't even know what happened. My body physically started reacting.
You hit him with that Will Smith Bad Boys run?
Oh, it was. Listen, Will Smith wouldn't have seen me that day. Will Smith wished he could have sprinted like me.
Oh, snap.
I didn't stretch nothing. I didn't realize I was even that fast again. I'm sprinting to the woods. It's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And as I ran in the corner, then it started to hit me. I said, what is – because all I can see is Isaiah, his hands are kind of going up. Yeah. I'm thinking – what has got him?
My son's getting mauled out here.
Right. I'm thinking, is it a bear? Is it a mountain lion? Is it maybe is it a snake? Is it somebody? Now, whatever I was at that corner, I had already made my mind up. I can't make this up. Every parent, whoever this is, clearly has to die. I was so serious. I said, whatever, I don't care what it is, and God, please just don't let it be a snake. That's what I said. I'm the only concern. But it felt like he got like bit or like he was being attacked, clearly I was going to pull the snake in half. I turned into Steve Irwin.
Mountain.
Do whatever I got to do to get this to stop it from my son.
Wow.
This man, Listen, I've never been that scared before in my life. Recently, I can't remember being that scared before. I'm sprinting. Oh my God, oh my God. I turn the corner. He's, you know, the kids try to get on ice, see how long they can stand. Yeah. He's trying to run and slide back and forth on the ice, and he's about to fall, so he starts screaming. Listen, I went ham on him.
You just threw stuff over here, boy.
Boy. Listen, I said, what are you doing? And he's like, he looking at me like, he wasn't trying to, like, scare anybody, but, wow. Like,
the yeah, man.
His face was like.
Traumatized. He don't want to go hiking no more.
Look, basically, listen, he was like, I said, what do you mean? Oh, I said, bro, I thought something that had happened to you. Like, I'm, wow. Listen, now, once you get past of, now you're scared and instant react. Now you're more angry because you're like, man, when you acting a fool like that?
That's then, crazy.
So, finally, I felt bad after I snapped on him because I could tell it kind of hurt his feelings. Yeah. But I said, man, I'm not mad at you. I said, I'm just saying, son, could you understand, like, I was really scared and I thought something had happened to you. I thought something happened to you. And I said, I was explaining it to him and he understood. He said, I'm sorry. And about 5 seconds later, some other random man, he come jogging around the corner. He's like, how's everybody okay? He says, is everybody okay? He said, y'all hear that screaming? I said, I looked at Isaiah. Isaiah said,
see what you did.
Look, he said, was that you guys? I said, yeah, that was him. He was slipping on falling on his ice. He said, oh, my gosh. He said, I'm glad it was that. He said, I really thought somebody was hurt or somebody was getting attacked. I said, me too. Look, I looked at him. I said, me too.
I had to lie. Hey, yeah, look, my son seen the bobcat out here. Bobcat. It had ran off when I came around and saved him.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I just told him.
Because they out here.
Listen.
He got to go.
I already told him. I said, if that happened, like I saved you, I said, just know I'm taking it with me once I kill it. Like I'm gonna wear it. Listen, the mouthpiece. Bro, I'm gonna get texted with my mouthpiece as a head. I'm wearing this.
Call me David out here.
Because nobody, bro. I said nobody in my. I told Santana. I said nobody in my friend group was gonna believe me. Unless is that a bobcat in your house? Yes, I got the stuff. Why?
My rug.
That's when
right
I killed. Notice the jaw's missing.
look at my new rug.
I think you would have bobcat. 0% survival rate against a bobcat.
I listen, not with your kid. Like in my whole mind, I don't even know what happened.
By yourself, brother. What?
Listen, I would have died.
Turn to King Kong when he ripped that dinosaur's mouth in half.
Listen,
with bobcat's tooth is as big as his mite.
So big.
That's how big that canine is.
I think you're thinking of a lack of faith. Tiger.
Nah, brother, a bobcat.
A lack of faith. Shot with the faith.
Just here.
With the faith of a mustard seed.
Listen.
I don't even like mustard.
Have dominion.
I didn't even listen.
Have dominion.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. Like,
just like that meme, you're going to blink and you're going to be up in the clouds.
Hey,
how did I get here?
Look, was that black guy? Hey.
God thought you gave me dominion over this thing. Was that black guy? I told it to stop. It kept coming.
What is that black guy? He said, look, hey, look, let me show you around. Nah. I didn't make it.
Nope.
Look, let me get a replay then. Let me see what happened.
Let me see what. Nah, don't.
Did my son get away at least?
You don't want to see it after. You don't
want. Dang, even Jesus.
I'm here now.
I said, well, might as well. Well, I'm just saying. No, seriously. Like,
was it quick?
Look, apparently it had to be quick because clearly I'm here. I blinked and this was it. But no, like I'd already made up my mind. Whoever this is has to go. Like,
oh, sure.
I don't know where it kicked in, but we say all that with, like, your fears.
You at least break the ice?
Huh?
Or at least broke the ice.
Right. But now, like, you know, you would have done anything. That sometimes that's parents' worst fear as itself. Something happened to your children.
Yeah.
And we know those things, you know, we can't really control those.
Preach. And it's crazy how I feel like becoming a parent gives you a whole new set of fears.
Right. It's weird. Yeah, that is.
I don't think I was afraid. Not as afraid, but I'll call it apprehensiveness to so many things until I had Zola. I'm like, you know what? Roller coasters, not that I'm afraid of. I just don't need that. I don't need that threat in my life. I don't need that extra threat of possibly dying on a roller coaster.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I've always not been a fan of driving in the mountains. Now that I got a kid, I really hate driving in the mountains.
Look, I don't like steps. Ever since I had a baby, I don't like steps. The only thing I think about, what if I slip and fall with this baby going down the steps?
I ain't gonna.
So, look here, next house I get,
your steps
one floor.
Are small.
What?
Your steps are small.
We got the same steps, Shot.
Nah,
we got
your steps are like, they're narrower than mine. Does that make sense?
Like you have less of a foot path?
No, like I have more foot padding or more foot space on my steps than you do.
I got you.
Yeah.
But so I know you read that that amazing quote.
Come on.
What are some, I guess, so those are like the natural fears.
Yeah.
But what about the ones that maybe that
deep
are
deep-seated?
Yeah, they're deep, yes, or deep-seated roots or fears.
One of my, I'm going to keep this brief, one of my biggest fears is not fulfilling everything that God has for me because of my own self.
Preach.
Almost like what the quote says, man. Just being inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're not inadequate, but that we are more powerful beyond measure. And my deepest fear is not fulfilling that more powerful beyond measure.
Right.
Because we all grew up with strong black mothers, and they have preached and preached and put into our heads that we are more powerful beyond measure. Right. My mom, your mom, has all made us think that we can be whatever we want in this life.
And believed them.
Oh, for sure. 100%. And we are all in a better position than our parents.
Yes, praise God.
But we all want so much more. And it's one of my deeper fears that I'm going to stop myself from fulfilling whatever. I know whatever God has for me, God has for me. But you will also not get that if you get in your own way.
Listen, yeah, that is. I literally, it's funny as you say, I walked.
I can't even come back with that. That's
seriously. I literally was praying about that Wednesday. Yeah. Like I really, and this is what I felt like the Lord was telling me, because I was really, like you said, the exact same thing is like, you know, when you get to heaven and God says, you know, well done, my faithful, good and faithful servant. Yeah. And you're here and you're like, shout out. I made it. But he says, but I had so much more for you. What? And you're like, huh? And then he might show you all the opportunities or things that you missed. Yeah. And that's what I get in my mind. And I believe that. That logic and that stuff like comes from the devil. Oh, yeah. Because I think, first and foremost, how am I going to try to read God's mind to what he has for me, but then trying to fulfill that? You can see how if you start getting too deep in that, you will, I think you will be paralyzed, or you could be paralyzed with fear and not move on those. But I feel like he's some of those things with me. He's like, he says, I never said that. Like, you know, the Father's voice is always with love, correction.
Correct.
And he said he's never pushing you and he's never abusive. He's never anything like that. Yeah. He said, so when you hear that, what really is that deep down, Anthony, you're scared of not fulfilling it. So you put that same insecurity on God. Mm. He said, you put that on me. He says, I never told you that.
Yeah.
He says, I never said that. He said, why do we try to put thought bubbles on God or other people as a whole? One of my things, like you said, I think from that deep root of, the fear of missing out. There's things I feel like I've missed, or my opportunities I missed, or maybe squandered, or maybe wasn't mature enough yet. But like you said, Shaka said, what God has for you, has for you. And I watched him show up and show out in my life. More than I deserve, more than I can think. I don't know if everybody doesn't believe the same way, but I know for certain if I didn't do anything else for God today, he'd still would love me and he would still have made a way for me.
Yeah.
But there's things that I'm thinking about. There's I've been in situations before that I really want to say no, but like you said, that fear of feel like I'm missing an opportunity. What if this happens? But then some of the times I'm like, I knew it wasn't even a good idea, but I was like, maybe it's a good opportunity.
I ain't want nobody else to have it.
Right. That's it too.
That's it, man. Bakari?
No, I mean, like I said, it's exactly what you said. I mean, I can't even elaborate more on that because you took the words out of my mouth. I mean, it's not fulfilling what God had planned for me. What takes me back is, I don't know if y'all read that scripture in the Bible. I think it was Elisha, whenever he died. After he died, you know, somebody else had died just a few moments later. And they laid this guy on the bones of Elisha. I think it's Elisha. Elijah or Elisha? I think it's Elisha. Yeah, it's Elisha because Elijah got took.
Well, that's not confusing.
Yeah. So Elisha. So somebody had laid this guy on the bones of Elisha. And when they laid him on the bones, the guy had gotten up.
Yeah.
And was revived. And like I said, yeah, that sounds amazing. But also crazy. When you think, like I said, crazy. You know, you lay somebody on the bones and they rise up again. Sounds crazy, but it also made me think of how much anointing did Elisha leave back that he could have used.
Like I said,
there was still so much in him before he died. When he died, and somebody was laid on top of him, he still had anointing still left inside of him.
I think, like you said, like to
so chime it's in with, oh, sorry. You good. So what I was gonna say was it's making sure that you use everything God has given you. So that you basically, like I said, so that when you die, you have nothing left.
You die empty.
Die empty. Don't sit there and die still full. Use all your oil that was given to you because God gave you the oil, not for yourself, but so that other people can have it as well and can experience God through you. Because like we said before, sometimes you're going to be the only Bible that somebody reads. So therefore, if you're sitting here keeping it all to yourself, nobody else is going to be able to experience. Like I said, God might send you to that person for a reason.
Yeah.
So they can experience him through you. So like I said, one of the things that I want to make sure that I do is die empty. And I ain't going to lie, like starting now, I know I've always played a small role. What they say, you playing small does not serve others.
Yeah.
So, and I had to tell my son that because he tries to do that. Like, for example, I asked him, I said, you want to play baseball this year? You know, because Chloe wants to do volleyball. Yeah. Well, Brittany and Chloe came in the car after her basketball game, which she won, but I ain't going to. Get too far in the air. Shout out on their team. Got their first dub this season.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't look. Hey, hey.
Hey, dog.
but going back to what I was saying, so they was talking about doing volleyball, and Brittany was like, you know, I might be able to coach. It all depends on Kari plays baseball. So as Kari heard that, I said, you want to play baseball this year?
Yeah.
Or I said, if you don't, that's fine. If you do, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I said, look, if you don't, we're going to work on these football and basketball. Preach. And he said, nah. He said, I don't want to play this year. So I was like, all right, cool. I said, we can work on football and basketball. So when I talked to him yesterday, I said, hey, man, I said, do you want to play baseball? He said, I kind of do. I said, why did you tell me no? Mm-hmm. He said, because I seen how much Chloe wanted mommy to coach volleyball.
Yeah,
that I didn't want to mess that up. I said, the thing is, I understand where he was coming at. I said, son, that's a good characteristic.
That's something I would say.
I said, but at the same time, I said, don't sit there and sacrifice your happiness and what you want to do just to make somebody else feel powerful.
And I
said, because
he's gonna be a good husband.
Yeah. Oh, he is. He's gonna be great. I said, because at the same time, I said, because me and your mom can figure that out. It can still happen. I said, but you worry about having fun. You worry about getting your experience.
Yeah.
And have, like I said, enjoying your life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, yo, I said, look, I know for a fact I was not being that selfless at age 7. Oh, kick rock, sis. You gonna have a different coach this season.
Right. Like, what do we, like said, maybe, like said, what do we, I feel like, you know, putting that pressure, we're like, and I try to tell Isaiah the same thing, not to put that pressure on himself to, and not care about other people's feelings, but like taking them so account that you don't, that you're willing to sacrifice everything. I think there's been areas in my life that I haven't spoke up or said nothing because, because I didn't think it was wrong, because I want to try to keep the peace. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, I've been in situations where I feel like, honestly, I feel like that it's suppressing a lot of it. What has God made you to do? Like when you see wrong or think somebody is wrong, to not just to be rude or aggressive about it, but like, hey, brother, you're tripping, or that's wrong, because we're told that everybody has an opinion. You do you. But there has to be somebody to correct those things. And sometimes it's easier to be like, you know what? Yeah, you do you, even though I know that you're wrong.
Yeah.
So you don't cause an argument or disturbance or anything like that.
But one question. This will be the last question.
Got two minutes.
Yeah. What's the difference between playing small and being humble?
The playing small, listen, I'm
playing small so that someone else feels great versus being humble.
Go ahead, Shock. I think you should say something.
I wasn't, but
I saw him like when he raised his mic up in the corner of my eye. I thought he was about to say something. I said, my bad.
So, like, I mean, like, playing small is like in the sense of, don't sit there. It's almost like, don't sacrifice your blessing so that someone else can sit there and be happy. That's what I think of playing small of.
When I think the difference between playing small and being humble is got a lot to do with confidence. Whenever you're playing small, I feel like you're losing a lot of self-worth, a lot of self-confidence. And when you're humble, you are very confident in your ability, but you don't have to trample on top of others to show how confident you are. You can still play a big role and a small role, but you ain't got to be boisterous about it.
Example, I and E.
There it is.
Every
now and then, bro.
Confucius out here.
Confucius. That's that God in him. That's like example, I and E, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
for sure.
Right. Because we tell humble is not saying what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
Right. I think in our culture, in our society, at least here in America, can't speak for anywhere else. If you tell somebody I'm great in this activity, that's not being humble. Example would be, when I listen to talk about E.T., yeah. He says, I'm the number one motivational speaker in the world. And some people don't like him saying that. I like them humble. What, man? That's not, so him telling you who you are. Jesus said, Jesus, his word for word, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Come on.
Nobody can come to the Father except but through me.
I'm the truth, the rhythm, and the
fire. You got to go through me.
We said this before. Is that a humble? If Jesus said that today in 2023 in America, would we consider him humble?
Oh, this man cocky.
What?
This man. That's what we say. That's what we say. This man cocky.
Right. Nobody can get to the Father except through who? Me.
But he also said, the sheep shall know my voice.
Right. So, did Jesus tramp on anybody else to their gift and their calling?
Nope.
Did he? No. But he did, but he said, but I gave you the truth. And again, some people received it. Some people ran with it. Some people said, no, I don't want that. Yeah. Some people try to find God in other ways and avenues by calling it. I see it more now. It's universe, or you know, we say a lot of people say manifest instead of prayer.
Yeah.
We call universe said God. But I think, like I said, you run the risk of trying to find other avenues to that. But that's a whole different other avenue.
Yeah.
But,
we'll go next podcast.
Like, to me, I'm saying, long story short, but like you said, those things. Are not that wasn't a humble statement, but Jesus was probably one of the most humble, actually probably the humblest person.
Oh, for sure.
Him and Moses is the
most. For sure. Like I said, you can play a big role. If you can play a big role in a small role, as I say, you can play a big part. My fault. You can play a big part in a small role.
Yes.
That's being humble. And I thought, like I said, what you said was cleared up completely. I
have to put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, understanding what God has for, like I said, and that's, I've been praying about that more and more. God, help me be comfortable with what you have for me. Where you, I think more and more about that is our eye gates or what we watch on social media and different things. If somebody watches this podcast and feel like, man, these guys are such great fathers and husbands, and I'm not doing the same thing, that's not our intention. That's not our motive. And if we do feel like you feel like that, I'm sorry. I apologize for it. We're sorry. That's not what our motives are. Our motives are always to encourage you.
To motivate.
To want to be better, do better. Maybe ask deeper questions about you, your family. Mm-hmm. Those are those things that we want to inspire.
We still try to figure it out ourselves.
Look, preach, preacher.
For sure.
That's why we come here.
I can tell you right now, I don't have it together. I don't have it together. Look,
preach.
Lost it yesterday on my daughter. But look, here or there. Get on next podcast, man.
You leave my baby alone.
Nah, I was hot, man, because she wanted to. She want a piece in the movie.
For the next
she want a piece in the movie. Look, started giving a little back talk. After I done bought the piece in the movie. But I still love it. That's the thing about being a father.
Come on now.
Forgiveness.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
So that's a good place to wrap it up like a burrito.
I got one more question, shot like you do.
All right, look, go ahead.
I got one more question.
Cancel. I got to be at work in 15 minutes.
Oh, my bad.
Kids are worrying about me for basketball.
They ain't worried about your head.
They worried about me, mine. They need me for basketball. Confidence.
Shaka's out there creating confidence.
That's right.
And tell them not to shrink back.
These young three,
speak
four,
up.
Five.
So, last question is, how... Less
hey,
to
baby,
wrap,
I go.
To wrap this up.
Ain't no wrap it up.
To wrap this up.
This ain't no bacon wrapped jalapeno. We wrapped it up, man.
Nah.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, B.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
All right. So, if you listen
you
to my question. Yep.
Hurry up.
So, question. How can you give somebody a quick advice of how to not shrink back, not to shrink back and not to play a small role out there?
You gotta know who you are.
Thank
plain and simple.
Know who you are.
But know who you are.
Look, know who you are. Remember who you are. Know what your skills are. Know what you're really good at, and being comfortable with that.
Yeah, and be comfortable with failing. Boom. Be comfortable with saying the wrong thing because you don't know it's wrong until somebody tells you that's wrong.
That's right.
If it comes from a humble place.
You don't know until you know.
Until you don't know what you don't know.
If you're gonna put down a shirt,
now you know.
With that being said, I'll let you break it down for a little black head
episode of Pops and Socks.
Hey,
where I shave my head, I'm bald headed. You got faded?
You got 12 o'clock shadow on top of your head.
Hey, man.
You got that 12 o'clock shadow.
It's been about 4 days since I shaved, you now.
And then that lollipop we dropped on the rug.
Dad, I got to drop lollipop.
Look, that
hurt. That hurt.
That ivory. I don't care.
I don't care. I'm still bald headed. He faded. He dreadlocks. Hey man, leave comments, questions for us in the comments section.
Please,
you know what I'm saying? We love you guys. Have a great, blessed week. Spread forth God's joy. Enjoy His peace and His mercy.
We out.
Black excellence.
We out,
yeah.
Black excellence.